All right, good morning. It'll be fun to get out in pads today. We got a few drills we're going to be getting after a little bit. And, you know, it's been a long time since we got in there. So, and we get to start playing a little bump and run on the outside, so it'll be good for the receivers and the DBs to get some work in that. So keep going. Questions?
Was Stephon Diggs the most pleasant surprise of 2015?
Well, Danelle Hunter was a pretty good surprise, too. So I think, you know, but he's done a great job. He's been a good kid. He works real hard. He's wants to be really good.
From Terrence Newman so far, how's he look?
He looks like he always does. You know, he's very intelligent, smart, helped a lot of the other guys. You know, when we get into the press today, he'll start looking even better. But, you know, he's gotten beat on a couple balls, so like they all have.
What difference do you see in Newman? I mean, he's going to be 38. Do you see much difference than years ago? Is he?
I really don't see too much difference. You know, not really much different. I mean, he's the same guy. He works the same. Haven't seen it much, no.
Do you have any doubts after last season that he'd want to come back and play one more year?
Well, I wasn't sure, and I texted him, and there was no doubt that he wanted to come back and play, and because I didn't get a chance to see him when he left, so I just texted him, and he said, "Yeah, can't wait," you know. So,
how has Scott Crichton looked sliding inside the tackle?
You know, pretty good so far, really. You know, he's been out for a long time, but he did some good things yesterday, and you know we'll see how it goes today when we get the pads on. But I've been impressed with him.
For a player trying to make the transition from working on the end to inside the tackle, what's kind of the biggest change they got to try and deal with?
Well, things happen a lot quicker in there. you know, you get blocks from different angles, a lot of different angles, both ways. But he was kind of a, you know, that's kind of what we envisioned him at when we drafted him, was a guy that might be a swing guy anyway. So slide inside in some of the rushes and go from there. But that's his best opportunity to make the team is inside.
What is it about him that made you guys think that he'd be good in that type of role?
Well, you know, in college he played real hard. He did a lot of dirty work. He was going all the time. He was a very productive player. So, but when we drafted him, we thought he might be an end with moving inside with nickel rush ability. But I think he's more inclined to be an all-time inside player that can slide out once in a while.
What are the advantages to having when B-Rob slides inside, having him rush from a standing position as opposed to?
It's just things we look at. He's got a lot of quickness inside against guards, and he's a really good athlete in there. His athletic ability shows up even more so than when he's probably at end. And then the standing up part is just part of, as we progress, there'll be a lot of things that we do with him.
Does it help?
Can he rush based on what he sees, or is it just too much going on?
No, he does a lot of things based on his he does a good job on, I'm trying to say this the right way. I think he's able to see a lot more things there. Yeah, you're right.
You talked yesterday about how you thought Matt Khalil looked the best you've seen since you've been here. What are some factors you think that Khalil's looking so good? I mean, obviously he's injury free. That's one, but maybe you could expound upon some of the factors.
Well, we've changed his technique some. You know, I don't want to get too complicated, but he was turning too soon a lot. So, you know, it's all about staying square. It's the easiest way to say it. So he's doing a better job with that.
That's like Sperano came in and noticed he changed right away or something.
Well, yeah, I mean, we've been working on it.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't come overnight. And, you know, and he had some slip-ups yesterday that he reverted back. So we just got to keep going back and going.
How does Everson's speed help him? You think the guys that's turning too early, that might, you know, haven't seen that kind of speed. Is that, what's that?
Yeah, well, Everson does have great speed and great quickness off the ball, and you know that's a good matchup over there all the time. Those guys get a lot of good work in with those two, but you know the problem is that when you turn, you know that's one of the things we try to get the offensive linemen to do is turn their shoulders, and then you can either power them, you can beat them underneath, or you know if they're slow out, then you beat them around the corner. So. You know, it's a lot about timing and when they punch and which hand they punch with first and, you know, a lot of those things.
How has Hunter looked coming out of the three-point stand on every snap?
Pretty good. Yeah. I mean, we'll probably stand him up at some point. But I just, you know, in the spring, we just got everybody was standing up and doing stuff, and I just got mad one day.
So it seems like Adam Thielen has an increased role each and every year here. What's that a product of?
You know, Adam is a productive player when he gets in there. He does things really well. He's smart. He can play a lot of positions. So I think, you know, he's one of those guys that the more you can do, the more success you have and the more opportunities that you get.
So what are the advantages of having Thielen and Diggs on the field at the same time, the ability to just move them around wherever you want?
Yeah, we can do that. But we can do it with most all the guys moving around. But you know, like when somebody gets hurt, Adam can go in and play any position, and he knows all the spots.
What have you liked about the young running backs in camp?
You know, it'll be interesting to find out, but, you know, I've been impressed with Presley on some of the things. He's got to do better in pass protection. He's quick getting to the corner. I think Ham has done a good job, and, you know, we're going to find out more when they get in pads, you know, how they carry their pads, if they're carrying them too high, if they're dancing into the hole, and, you know, for young running backs, blitz pickup is always the number one thing, you know, so they can protect the quarterback. It's at least as important as running with the football.
Are there any running backs on the roster whose pass protection you're satisfied with?
Well, Matt does a good job in protection, and you know, and Jarek is getting better, and you know, Adrian keeps working at it. So you know, it's just something you got to work at. Part of it is knowing who to block, because you know, defenses are always trying to fool you. And secondly, is you know, sometimes they might have a fake on a run, and they have to abort the fake, and they got to go to the backside and pick somebody up. Sometimes they may have two guys in protection, so they might have this guy, and if he doesn't come, he's got to go with the other guy. Sometimes, you know, they're up against bigger guys. So, you know, there's a lot of things about knowing who to block, and then there's also the technique of blocking them.
Mike, on deep balls in practice, do you have officials blow the whistle or stop the play on a sack so you get a better feel for timing? You know, what would be a completion?
No, not really. No, we're trying. You know, we're trying to stay away from the quarterback. So, but no, not really. I mean, you know, one time yesterday we jumped off sides on defense and Teddy took a shot down the field, and you know, one time he avoided the rush. I think he threw the post to Diggs, but I mean to Jarius. But you know, I think he might have avoided that one anyway. So.
The quarterback understand timing, or you know, like to know that he's not going to have that much time.
Well, I think he understands. I think he understands that part of it. I don't. You know, there's been some times where it's just been quick five and let it loose too.
It seems like you've been throwing deep a lot at this training camp. Has that been a particular emphasis going in planning for camp?
Well, you know, we knew we had all you guys here, and we want to make sure you saw some. Now, you know, it's. Sometimes it's just, you know, based on coverage or based on different things. But, you know, Teddy's been working on throwing a deep ball, and, you know, it's just something else to work on. I mean, we work on screens, we work on, you know, so it's all work on crossing routes, short throws, quick throws.
You mentioned wanting to improve your 2-minute defense this year. What's something you could implement in camp that will help you improve in that regard?
Well, you know, I don't want to get too specific, but there's some things that we talked about. We haven't had a 2-minute drill yet, but as we get into that, we'll get to some of that a little bit more. But I don't want to get too specific with it, but I think there's some things we can do.
Aside
And some of that, you know, I say we haven't been too many. You know, some of it has been, you know, we were fortunate enough to be ahead in a lot of games, and we were playing to protect the clock as opposed to, and then, you know, but there were some times in the second quarter of games that we allowed people to score, which is disappointing. You can't do that.
You've got quite a young group of linebackers. Aside from Greenway, you've got quite a young group of linebackers this year. What sort of things are you expecting from your young guys like Cole and Hendricks and Barnes?
Well, I'm expecting a lot out of Barr and Kendricks. You know, the guy that's been impressive to me has been Edmund Robinson. You know, he's a big guy that can run. He's physical. He learns. He's a good kid. He keeps improving all the time. I think he's got a chance to be a good football player. I think he'll show up a lot in these preseason games.
Jaron Burson being the small safety. What are the biggest challenges
there? The biggest thing is transition. You know, when tall guys have to drop down to break sometimes, and so sometimes they end up taking an extra step in their break. And, you know, so that's something he's got to work on that I've talked to him about. You know, I've had 6'4 guys before, and it's understanding your body position and making sure that you're over your knees, really, so that you can break forward and to be able to turn and open and break backwards. Sometimes, I mean, it's still being under control. It doesn't matter. I mean, the height to that part isn't really, unless the guy's a waist bender, then it's not really an issue.
Going back to the linebacker, is Emmanuel a guy you can see making an impact in the preseason?
Yeah, I do. You know, he's a good player. You know, I've had I don't know how long I had him, but he's a good kid. He's real smart. He understands the system really good. He's a very, very good athlete, and we're continually trying to find more ways to use him as well.
Mike, what are the challenges this camp for Trey Waynes? What are your impressions of him?
You know, I think he seems a lot more comfortable in everything he's doing. He, and I've been working with him quite a bit, trying to get him to finish plays a little bit better. I think that's what he needs to do. He's been really close on a lot of times, and sometimes it's like there was a play yesterday. Kind of a crossing route, and instead of going in front of the receiver to knock the ball down, he tries to go behind it, and he gets shielded by the receiver's body. So it's some of those things that he has to continue to go. I think he's done better getting out of his breaks. The kid has got great acceleration. And I actually asked him what he thought his best asset was yesterday, and then from there, that conversation went to, well, how can we use it? How can we use your assets better than what we are right now? And so that's something we're working on now. So today will be a little different because we start pressing, and typically the first day you've pressed with defensive backs is not going to be very pretty. But that's okay. It's first day.
Are you seeing a lot of competition between your tight ends?
Yeah, and I think when, I think David Morgan's done a really nice job, and then when Rhett gets back, you know, there'll be, you know, we'll have quite a bit of competition there. Kyle's been doing a good job catching the ball. Looks, you know, I'll find out today how much better he's doing in the run game and blocking. And Pruitt, I think, has improved. And again, we'll see how he does in run blocking today. Thank you. I was just going to say that.
Is there a certain situation you want to see with Captain at safety?
Not really. I mean, we can say he's a safety. He might be playing back some, but it's not. He's not really a safety. Does that make sense? It's part of the coverage. Yeah, part of the coverage.
Where's
who?
Baxter.
Baxter?
Yeah.
He's in the hospital.
Could you expand at all on that?
He's in the hospital. Good. All right. Thank you.